fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver!
As Dan Reed rode through a pine woods to meet the Lone Ranger and Tonto at a designated place, he heard a strange sound. It was a hissing, bubbling sound, unlike anything the Lone Ranger's nephew had ever heard. Victor, the horse, showed signs of fear. He was tense and whinnied softly as the sound became clearer.
Steady there, Victor. Steady, old boy. We'll soon know what it is.
As the Lone Ranger's nephew came out of the forest into an open, treeless valley, he saw an awe-inspiring sight. A vertical column of water and steam shot 150 feet into the air.
Golly, what's that? Steady there, Victor. Steady, boy.
Hey, don't move. Stand where you are. Hold that horse steady.
Hey, put that gun down.
Hold that horse steady, or by thunder, I'll let go of this pepper box and blow you to bits. Don't make a move.
Steady there, Victor. What's the matter with you?
There. Hey. It's all right now. 2.1. Sorry, I have to threaten you, son, but I had to get that picture.
That's your tent over there, and your camera. You're a photographer.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, how'd you know? How'd you know I was a photographer, huh? It's new art, new science.
I saw a camera once before. I'll dismount for a minute.
Yeah, I wouldn't really have shot you, son. I had to scare you back, that's all. I had the lens open. Making a picture of the geyser. Yeah, I got it, too. Got a good one.
A geyser? Is that what that column of water is?
Yep, hot water and live steam. Hey, keep your eye on it.
Never saw anything like it.
Hey, look. Look, see, it's stopping. Now watch it, son.
Why, it has stopped. What made it stop? What made it shoot up in the air like that in the first place?
Nature. This is nature's wonderland, my boy. Did you ride up the Yellowstone River?
Yes.
Then you seen the colored rocks, the hot springs of boiling mud, and the other weird things of nature's, huh?
Yes. I never saw so many wonderful things as there are in this region.
Yeah, what's your name, son? What's your name?
Dan Reed.
Reed, eh? Well, glad to know you. My name's Ruggles. J.R. Ruggles.
Sure, I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Ruggles.
I'm capturing these wonders of nature for all the world to see.
Do you think you got a good picture of that geyser?
Yeah, I'll develop the plate and find out. If necessary, I'll make another exposure.
But the water has stopped.
It'll start again. Shoots up at regular intervals. I've studied it.
Golly, this is sure a strange region.
Strange, Dan? It's uncanny. It's mysterious. Here, let me show you something. Come over here to my wagon.
Yes, sir. Come on, Victor.
Here's where I keep the pictures I've made. Waterproof, you see?
Yes, sir.
Hey, here are the ones I've made around the Yellowstone River. If I can just live to get them out of here.
What do you mean?
Well, no one else has done it.
Has anyone made pictures here before you?
Yes, Dan. Four men came here. Four artists. Not one returned to civilization.
Golly, why not?
I don't know.
Gee, these are wonderful pictures.
They're pictures that our government should have. Dan.
Yes, sir?
I want you to help me.
Well, I sure would like to, Mr. Ruggles, but I'm riding to meet some friends a few miles south.
This won't delay you, son. Won't delay at all.
All right, sir.
You take these pictures with you. See if they reach the Congress of the United States.
Congress?
Yes. Let our leaders know what manner of place this is. It should be preserved. That's what it should. Protected by the government so it'll never be destroyed. That is, if it can be made safe.
What do you think happened to the men who came here to make pictures?
I don't know. No one knows.
Well, I'll take these with me. And then
Dan,
if I...
tie your horse to the wagon next to my horse. Then come into the tent while I develop a picture of the guys who take it with the others.
All right.
It won't take long. Won't take long at all.
You stay right there, Victor. I'll be with you in a minute.
Hang on to those pictures, Dan. Hang on to them.
You bet I will.
Here's the tent. Go on in.
Golly. Sure is dark in here. If it wasn't for the lantern, we couldn't see a thing.
It has to be dark. Has to be. Light would spoil the pictures. Be sure the flap's tight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess that'll be all right. Yeah, you can sit in the ground. Sit right there while I unload the plate and put it in the chemicals.
Yes, sir.
Here, you take charge of the lantern. When I give the word, you close the slide. You see, that makes it pitch dark. You ready to close it?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my horse. He heard something.
Now, sit still. Keep quiet now. Keep quiet. I've got to count the seconds. Yeah, the plate is in the chemical now.
Mr. Ruggles.
5, 6, quiet. 7, 8, 9.
Victor, here's some.
Quiet. 10, 11.
Dan strained to catch the sound of whatever it was that had disturbed Victor, but the stealthy Indians, 3 in number, made no sound as they drew near the photographer's tent. There was no warning of the peril that crept closer. Nothing to tell of the Indian's approach until a knife sliced through the tent, ripping a gash from top to bottom and flooding the interior with brilliant sunlight.
Confound the eternal...
Indians!
The picture's spoiled. It's ruined.
Me get him.
Let go of me.
You cop. Hey, let go of me, you redskin troublemakers. Take your hands off me, you.
What's the matter? Why do you want to capture us?
Hold him.
He got him. Stop fighting.
I'll not stop. You can't do this. I'm not making any trouble. Let me go now.
Hit him on head.
Be fixed.
No, you won't.
Mr. Ruggles.
Now... Bring him to my tween.
Let me see if he's badly hurt. Let go of me a minute, then I'll go with you.
Come now.
Wait. What these?
Those are just pictures.
Ah, Naya Tota.
Bad medicine. My tween not like.
You take him.
Well, what's the matter?
You take him, bad medicine. Take him to my tween.
You're all right, Mr. Ruggles. You were knocked out, that's all.
Where am I?
You're tied to the horse. So am I.
Indians.
They captured us, remember?
That's it. I remember. And son, I got you into this. My fault. Now we'll be killed. Why'd they capture us?
They're afraid of the pictures you made.
Afraid?
Yes, they've talked about them. Their chief is an old Indian called Matuin.
Yes?
Matuin thinks the god of water lives in the springs and geysers, and the god of heat lives in the steam.
I know all about those superstitions.
The trouble's this. Matuin thinks the camera's bad medicine. He thinks it's evil magic that robs the gods of their strength to make the picture.
And that's why he had us captured?
Yes.
Then he's the one that did away with the other photographers.
I suppose so.
Where are the pictures I showed you?
In my saddlebag. The Indians maybe bring them to show Matuin. They were afraid to touch them.
Dan, we're in for it. We're in for it in a bad way.
Sometime after the capture of Ruggles and Dan, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode from the south toward the pine woods near which Dan had met the photographer. They traveled slowly so Tonto could watch the ground for signs of Victor's hooves.
We'll keep going until we reach the river, Toto. If we haven't found Dan's tracks by that time, we'll separate and go on opposite sides of the river.
Me wonder what happened to Dan.
Yes, so do I.
There are no bad Indian around here.
Old Ma Tween is the leader of the Indians in this vicinity, isn't he?
Him chief, but him not bad Indian.
Otto, there's a wagon ahead of us. See it?
Me see wagon, but not see horse.
The horses can't be far away, and the owner either. Come on, we'll ask if Dan's been seen. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh, Silver, steady. Easy,
old fella.
Otto, look over there. The black tent of a photographer.
See it.
Steady, Silver. This must be his wagon. Look the ground over.
There are plenty of sign of trouble here.
This wagon's filled with supplies.
And look, a tent. It's torn plenty bad. Cut by knife.
Yes, I see it is.
And here, plenty footprint. Show sign of struggle.
These prints look as if they were made by Indians.
That's right.
But Toto, the Indians in this region are friendly.
Here Dan's footprint. Him here with fella who make picture. Them captured by Indians.
I've heard about Chief Ma Tween. He's supposed to be one of the wisest and smartest Indian chiefs in this part of the country.
But Indian capture Dan and capture fella who make picture, too.
Then we've got to follow them. Do you know where to find Ma Tween's village?
Me know.
Steady, Silver. Then lead the way.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
I can't move my hands at all. Can you, Mr. Ruggles?
Not a bit, confound it, not a bit. They've tied us plenty tight, that's what they have.
I don't suppose it'd do any good if we did manage to get our hands loose. They've got a guard right outside the wigwam.
Dang it all, Dan, I wish I hadn't gotten you mixed up in this.
It isn't your fault.
I knew there was some risk in coming here. I knew there was some reason why a photographer had never managed to get away from this region.
But we're not licked yet.
And soon will be. You hear that chant?
It's just the Indians' chant to the sun.
Chant to the death, that's what it is. Our death, it's...
No, Mr. Ruggles, I've heard this chant before. It's usually done at sunset during a hot spell. The Indians are asking the sun to call the rain clouds.
Well, whatever it is, they'll kill us soon enough.
Someone's talking to our guard.
Probably about us. Probably planning our death.
Here he is.
Well?
Me name Ma Tween.
You're the chief of this village.
That right. Me Ma Tween. Me very sorry. Me very unhappy. Me like friends. Me not want enemies.
Now see here, Ma Tween, what rights your men have to bring us here. You can't do this. The soldiers will come.
Me unhappy. Me not want trouble. You make bad medicine. You make God of water, God of heat very angry.
Ma Tween, if you'll let Mr. Ruggles explain just how a picture is made.
Me see what in saddlebag.
It means the pictures you carried here, Dan.
I know.
Bad medicine steal part of God of heat, part of God of water.
Ma Tween, we haven't taken any strength from your gods.
It not what Ma Tween think. All people of tribe demand sacrifice.
A sacrifice?
That right.
You mean...
Next sunset, God of fire and heat, God of rain and water must be made happy. Next sunset.
You mean tomorrow?
That right. Me not like... Me not make law. All people make law. All people of tribe call for sacrifice. Next sunset.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. Dan Reed was captured by peace-loving Indians when he helped a photographer make pictures of the colorful Yellowstone River area. The chief, Ma Tween, showed real sorrow when he told the prisoners that they must die.
It is law of tribe.
But Ma Tween,
people make laws. Me, leader, me see law carried out.
I suppose you've captured other photographers that came here too, huh?
Martuin not savvy.
He means other men who make pictures.
Others with box of bad medicine?
Yes. Did you capture those who came here before? Did you kill him?
No, me not kill.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't kill him.
No, Martuin not kill. God of fire and heat kill.
Oh.
If God of fire and heat not angry, you not die.
What do you mean by that?
Indian put you against post. Make fire on ground. If fire got angry, him punish you. If not angry, you not hurt.
Has there ever been a time when fire didn't burn?
That law of tribe.
Naguna!
What that?
Me fix!
It's Tonto!
Me go.
Stand where you are.
I'm rest man.
Oh, golly!
Go to bed.
Take it easy, Martuin. We're here as friends.
God, quiet now.
Did any of the other Indians see us come in here?
No. Other Indian at council ring.
What come here?
Martuin. You're coming with us.
Me
I
never
can tell
go.
You why we were captured.
We heard Martuin, Dan. We were at the rear of the wigwam.
The Redskins are going to burn us.
No, they're not. Otto, bring the horses to the rear of this wigwam.
Me go get them.
This mean war.
No, Martuin. There will be no war. You are a great leader. You want peace.
You capture Martuin, it make war.
Chief, you have been taught many things by missionaries who came here.
Martuin learn many things.
There is more that you must learn. I want you to come with me. Turn this way, Dan.
There.
There you are. Take the knife and cut the ropes of your friend.
I'll never forget this.
You're not through yet.
There you are, Mr. Ruggles.
Martuin, will you come with us?
What if Martuin not go?
Come with us and we will prove that your gods are not angry.
You prove?
Yes, we'll prove your gods are not angry. Then you can prove it to your people.
Martuin not come with you.
It's your duty to come and to learn. Otherwise, your people will be angry because the prisoners escaped. They'll be afraid of what their gods will do.
Me go with you. Me learn. Me teach.
Dan and Ruggles led the way back to the photographer's camp. The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed with Martuin between them.
Oh, Silver.
Ruggles' supplies were quickly taken from the rip tent and loaded on the wagon. While Dan and Tonto packed the tent itself, the Lone Ranger called Ruggles to one side.
Ruggles, when those Indians learn of this escape, they'll hurry here. They've got to find another place before morning.
Sure, but what good will it do?
It will avoid recapture.
Even so, you made a boast to Martuin.
Yes, I know.
It's a boast you can't keep. You can't do what you promised.
I don't make promises that can't be kept.
But you said you'd prove that the gods didn't mind if I made pictures.
I will prove it.
It can't be done. I say it can't be done.
The tent's loaded. Everything's ready.
Is Ruggles' horse hitched up?
Yes, sir.
Good. Get aboard your wagon, Ruggles. Tonto will lead the way.
But we're just heading for more trouble than ever. How can you prove what you said?
You're the one that's going to prove my statements, Ruggles.
I am.
I'll tell you about it while we're on the move.
Darkness fell soon after the Lone Ranger started the party out toward a new location. Meanwhile, in the Indian village, one of the red men found the unconscious guard outside the empty wigwam. He looked inside and saw that the captives were gone.
Cugalacho! Cugalacho! Cugalacho!
Then a moment later, it was learned that the chief, old Wawatuin, was gone. The Indians were terror-stricken. They were sure that the angry gods were at work. The ceremonial drums were brought out. Hundreds of frightened voices rose to chant away the evil spirits, while moccasin feet pounded the earth in the frenzied dance. Drums and chanting rang and echoed through the hills. It carried to the Lone Ranger riding alongside Ruggles' wagon and to Martuin, who rode next to Dan.
You hear?
Are those your people?
Them plenty afraid of gods.
What'll they do?
Dance to drums till daybreak. Then fear give way to anger. Indian will bring out horses. Indian will ride.
You mean they'll try to find us?
That right.
Easy, Ho Silver. Easy, boy. Martuin, how soon will your people come to search for us?
Them come at daybreak.
They'll have some trouble following this trail.
But them follow just the same. Maybe so, Martuin, make big mistake. Maybe you not teach Martuin. Maybe this trick.
It isn't a trick, Martuin.
If you not keep word, Indian kill.
Hour after hour of darkness passed as the dance increased in tempo and fury. When the first faint light of dawn showed on the eastern horizon, the Indians had worked themselves into a frenzy of unreasoning rage. They were afraid. They were blind and unreasoning. They brought forth the horses and with wild cries leaped to the saddle. A moment later, Matuin's people rode from their village. The sun was high by the time the Indians reached Ruggles' first camp, but by this time a new camp had been found and the tent pitched and repaired. Then came a true test of courage for old Matuin, a test that called for all of Ruggles' persuasion.
You see, Matuin, the masked man will stand before the box of good medicine.
Bad medicine.
I'm not afraid, Matuin. See where I stand?
Oh,
you are the great leader. Surely you are not afraid to do what I will do.
Matuin, not afraid.
Hey, good. That's the stuff. Now you stand right there. Stand against the tree and don't move. Stand right still now. Don't you make a move. Until I say so.
Tonto.
Right there now.
He's got Matuin posing for a picture.
Matuin, plenty afraid.
But he won't show it. He wouldn't let us see that he's afraid.
What good this do?
I don't know. But the Lone Ranger and Ruggles have worked out some kind of a plan.
Hey, that's all there is to it. Matuin, that didn't hurt you, did it?
Is that all?
Sure, that's every bit of it. Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir?
We've got to work like blazes now. Come in the tent and help me.
Hold inside, Doc Wigwam.
You'll see, Matuin. It's good medicine.
You make promise.
And the promise will be kept.
While Dan and Ruggles worked against time in the small black tent, the Indians came nearer. Hunters led the tribe, Indians who were particularly skilled in following a trail. At times, where the Lone Ranger and those with him had gone over hard rock, the progress of the Indians was slow. But where the ground showed indentations of the wagon wheels, they made up for lost time. Tonto was the first to catch the distant sound of hoofbeats.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Indian come this way.
How far away are they?
Not know yet. Hoofs stopped a few minutes ago. Not hear him since.
And they're looking for our trail on that hard rock we crossed.
Now we hear him again.
All right. Ruggles!
Hello there. What do you want?
There's very little time left.
As fast as we can.
We'll come out of the tent as soon as we're finished.
Now you hear Indian pony?
Yes, Kemosabe. I hear them.
Indian of village come this way.
Yes, Matuin.
You make promise. If Indian come here, you not keep promise. Indian plenty angry. Maybe kill.
My word will be kept, Matuin. As soon as our friends come out of the dark wigwam.
Maybe that too late.
They're first of Indian. Him see us.
They've got to be held. Dan, Ruggles, how much more time do you need?
Indian come fast now.
You'll have to speak to them, Matuin. You'll have to command them to wait.
Plenty angry. Maybe not hear them, Matuin.
Here, take this camera. Take it. Point it at them. Tell them it is good medicine. Tell them you will prove it to them.
No, me not touch them.
Then command them.
The Indians charged in with wild shouts and a flourish of weapons. They brought their ponies to rearing and sliding halts. Two of the red men leaped to the ground, knives waving.
Nunpago! Nunpago! Nunpago!
Wait! Listen to me. Your chief has learned that the gods are not angry. He has learned they are pleased.
Nunpalo! Wait. See what medicine come from Dark Wigwam.
Dan, is Ruggles through?
We're ready. He's coming right out.
Here I am. Hey, none too soon. I did the best I could.
Well, let me see.
Here's the picture of Matuin.
Good. Matuin, here is your picture.
Mabu. Mabuleta.
Hey, look here, you Injuns. Here's a picture of your leader. And there your leader stands. Old Matuin is as strong as he ever was. He ain't weakened none by having his picture taken. I'm going to give this picture to you.
Kali.
Matuin wants you to have it. While you carry this picture, the chief will always be with you.
You take picture.
Me take.
And here's a picture for you. And one for you. I've got a picture for everyone in the tribe. No matter where you go, the chief will always be with you. Do you get the idea? Do you get it? Here's one for you. Hey, take it. Now, don't be afraid of him. Here it is.
The photographer passed copies of the chief's picture to each member of the tribe. First, the Indians were fearful. But as they saw an increasing smile on the face of their leader, they gained confidence. And so did old Matuin.
Know me always with every brave. Hunters ride far from village, Matuin with them. Scout ride far away, Matuin with them. Matuin with people in village. Matuin everywhere.
That's the idea, Matuin. And while your picture's with every one of the tribe, you're still strong and great. That's the way it is, you see.
Me like medicine of black box.
That's it.
And it's the same with your gods of fire and water, Matuin. They can be in all places with the medicine of the black box.
You good medicine man.
Oh, now, Machuina.
You become brother in tribe.
A brother?
You make pictures of water, pictures of trees and stones, pictures of steam, pictures of all gods. That make gods strong. Make them happy like Matuin.
You bet I will. Yes, sirree.
You use black box to make all gods happy.
I'll take pictures that'll be seen around the world. I'll take pictures that'll make our governor sit up and take notice of this Yellowstone region. By ginger, those lawmakers in Washington will see to it that this part of the country stays like this forever.
Come, Dan. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Steady, big fella.
Dan. Dan, have you got that stuff in your saddlebag?
You bet I have.
As soon as we leave here, Ruggles, your pictures will be started on the way to Washington. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Sickhull.
Hail, Silver.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated.